The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Christ asked the Jews of his day, those that claimed to obey and serve God, a question. Then he gave them the answer. In John 8, verse 43, notice what Christ had to say here. Why do you not understand my speech? He asked the Jews that question, the people of his day and those that claimed to be obeying God. He gave them the answer in the same verse, because you are not able to listen to my word. He said, you are not able to listen to my word, which means they were not able to listen to truth. Is this world, and are you, and is Christianity and other religion able to listen to the truth today? Well, my friends, the truth is, very few are able to listen to truth. That should tell you where our nation and this world is today. Now, Christ went on and told them where they were. Now, does that apply to the world today? In John 8, verse 44, Christ continues here, you are of your father the devil, meaning they obeyed Satan the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Yes, that they wanted to live the way of Satan, the way that seems good to a man, the way that satiates the soul. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Christ was describing the way of Satan, at least to a great degree here in this verse, and he told the Jews of his day, and it meant the entire world, and it means the world today, that they were living the way of Satan. There's no way Satan will listen to the truth, God's word, or repent. Satan is in charge of this earth, and he has built his society, his world, on deception and lies. That is the foundation of his world, and it will come tumbling down. As a matter of fact, Satan's world is tumbling down now. Christ had a lot to say about Satan in this one verse. He was speaking to people that claimed to obey God. Now, if they were of their father the devil, and they were, where does that leave those that care less about obeying God? Where does that leave the world today? Does this world, or our nation, Christianity, and you hear or believe the truth? When you understand what Christ said, then you realize he was describing the world. Don't we want to do the desires of the devil? Was Christ also telling this world today that Satan is its father, the one that we obey? Doesn't this world want to break God's law? That's what Satan does. That's all he wants to do, is to break God's law. Doesn't this world like living in sin? Don't we like the thrill and pleasure that sin brings, but we don't like reaping what we sow? Of course, there's no way out of it. We are reaping what we have sown, and we will continue to reap more and more and a greater harvest of what we have sown. Christ said the devil is a liar and the father of it. He is the originator of rebelling against God. He was the first rebel. He was the first sinner. The sad thing is, he was able to convince this world to follow in his step. God hates the ways of this world. He loves the people, but he hates our ways. In John 8, verse 45, Christ continued. He said, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Now, if Christ had come preaching lies, the world would have believed him. It seems to be easier to believe lies than the truth. Why is that? Well, because we don't want to live by the word of God. It's much easier to float downstream. That began in the Garden of Eden. Christ had told Adam and Eve the truth, but they didn't believe him. They believed the lie, the one that Satan told them. Deception and lies are brothers. Where you find one, you find the other. But Christ spoke truth, and they didn't believe him. Do you think the world has changed? Does this world believe the word of God today? That's easy to answer, isn't it? In verse 46, Christ said this to say, which one of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Christ asked two questions in this verse. Number one, he asked, who could find him guilty of sin? Well, of course, no one could. And number two, he asks, why don't you believe me? Then he tells them why they don't listen and believe him in verse 47. Listen to what Christ had to say. He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Notice that, my friend. Christ said, he who is of God hears God's word. In other words, they believe what God has spoken. They believe the Bible, and they want to live by the Bible. And he said, therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Christ wasn't only speaking to those Jews of his day and the world at that time, but he is speaking to you and to me and to this world today and to our nation. Will you hear? Christ said, if you are of God, you will hear and believe and obey the word of God, the truth. God said he hates a lying tongue, and the reason is because lies have and do cause so much damage. Lying is only one of the bad seed this world has sown, and we're reaping a bad harvest from lying and deception. Satan lied to Eve in the garden, and we have been lied to so much that the truth scares us, and we don't believe it. We are reaping a bad harvest for breaking the other 9 commandments also. Yes, we all reap what we sow. We also reap a bad harvest for what others sow much of the time, at least much too often, just because we live in the world where they sow bad seed. We may be victims of drug addicts or rapists, thieves, murderers. We eat food that makes us sick, drink water, breathe air that's polluted and make us sick. You and I probably had nothing to do with polluting food, water, and air and the soil. But yet we reap the damage from such. You and I, hopefully at least, don't divorce or cause others to. But we reap a weaker society because of such. Our taxes may be higher because of supporting kids of divorced parents. Stealing makes prices rise as well. We reap that also. Even though we didn't do the stealing, you may have to buy things because someone stole from you, and what you buy is higher because there are thieves out there. We're talking about reaping because you or others have broken God's laws. There's no end, it seems, to reaping for breaking God's law and his entire word. Many books could be written on the effects of disobeying God, but there would be no end of that either. Many books of history have been written about the misery of reaping from breaking God's law. And one of those laws that we have broken, and perhaps everyone has done this, that has ever lived except Christ, have lied. The Bible is also one of those books that tells us what we reap from breaking God's laws. But if you as an individual live by the word of God, you won't reap nearly as much. You won't be reaping the bad seed that many others are. You won't be sowing bad seed to have to reap. Your life will be much happier and more pleasant because you will have God with you. In Proverbs 6, verse 17, God has this to say, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. And God is saying that they are an abomination to him, and he hates such. No one knows better than God the damage that lies have done. The first lie told to Adam and Eve by Satan began a counterfeit religion, idol worship, and turning a deaf ear to God. Yes, turning a deaf ear to the truth. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. I wonder if God would include abortion, the murdering of innocent babies. I don't want any part of that operation, do you? That is sowing bad seed. That is producing a bad harvest. We will reap what we sow. I should say we are reaping what we sow. Abortion is one of our laws that encourages illicit sex, but we know more than God. We think we can make our own laws and ignore the laws of God and pay no penalty for doing whatever we want to do. Well, that's what Adam and Eve thought. That's what the pre-flood world thought. That's what Sodom and Gomorrah thought. That's what nations and empires which have come and gone thought. That's what the whole world as a whole to this day has thought. That seems to be what many of our leaders think today. The making of our own rules is very close to the end. Our own ways are marching us speedily. The time will come when we will annihilate all life from this earth, and would do so if Christ doesn't stop it. Thankfully, he will return to this earth, crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and put a stop to the madness and the insanity of mankind, and save man from himself. Christ will take the nations of this earth away from Satan the devil, the god of this earth. He will establish the kingdom of God on the earth and rule this earth with a rod of iron, as the Bible plainly tells us. That means he will rule with authority. Yes, my friends, our ways will change. The shedding of innocent blood, deception and lying will end. Greed, lust, selfishness, pride, following in the footsteps of the devil, will end. Satan and his demons will be bound. No influence or deception from them for a whole 1,000 years, then eventually forever. All our evils have come upon us because we have rejected truth, which is God's word. John 17, verse 17 tells us, it says, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." But we don't want to listen to God's word today. Very few even pick up the Bible to read it to see what God has to say. And if they do, they don't seem to believe it and want to live by it. Adam and Eve didn't believe God's word. They believed Satan's word. They believed a counterfeit religion presented to them by Satan the devil, a false religion that you had an immortal soul and wouldn't die. You won't have to obey God. We still believe that lie to this day. We believe we can keep the first day of the week and ignore the true Sabbath. Many other things that we teach and practice that's contrary to the Word of God. We have a couple of booklets that you should order, especially if you want to know the truth and you want to live by the truth. And we should, my friend, because look what our ways, the ways of Satan the devil, following Satan the devil, has produced. And we should want to change. We should want to live the way of God and come out of these calamities that we're in. So we have a couple of booklets that you should read. Number one, Paul and the Law, Understanding the Hard Sayings. You need to read that booklet, my friends. You need to understand what Paul meant in his writings and what Paul said and what Paul was inspired to write. Paul and the Law, Understanding the Hard Sayings. Number two, What is the Real Gospel Truth? As I said, you should want to know what the real truth is. All you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or you can go online, order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. But you need those booklets, my friend. Call us today, 573-238-3675, and request Paul and the Law, Understanding the Hard Sayings, and What is the Real Gospel Truth. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to understand His Word and to change your way of life so things will go better for you.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.